Serial Season 1 Episode 12 The Tales of Bubbles The Calico Cat Title, Camping Chronicles, Bubbles Food Expedition Introduction, Welcome back, dear readers, to the thrilling world of Tales of Bubbles The Calico Cat. In this exciting blog post, we dive into the memorable 4th of July camping trip undertaken by Bubbles' family. Join us as we explore the challenges they faced in protecting Bubbles' food supply during their absence and the surprising turn of events that unfolded. Let's embark on this adventurous tale of feline mischief and ingenious contraptions. A camping we shall go. With the 4th of July festivities fast approaching, Bubbles' family eagerly prepared for a camping adventure in the great outdoors. Tents were pitched, campfire supplies were gathered, and plans were made for days filled with exploration and relaxation. However, amidst the excitement, a critical challenge loomed, ensuring that Bubbles, the mischievous calico cat, didn't devour all her food rations on the first day. Determined to prevent a feline feast frenzy, Dad and Isabella hatched a plan. They constructed a makeshift fortress around Bubbles' food dispenser, utilizing an array of chairs, boxes, and heavy objects. The contraption stood tall and sturdy, a fortress of food protection designed to withstand even the most determined feline assault. Confident in their creation, Bubbles' family embarked on their camping trip, leaving behind their cozy home and their beloved calico companion. Days passed filled with outdoor adventures, marshmallow roasts, and starry nights around the campfire. But in the back of their minds, they wondered how their defense against Bubbles' voracious appetite would fare. As the camping excursion drew to a close, Bubbles' family eagerly returned home, brimming with stories and memories. As they entered the house, they made a beeline for the fortified food dispenser, anxious to see the outcome of their ingenious contraption. What they discovered left them astounded. One food dispenser sat empty, devoid of its contents. Bubbles had managed to outwit their defenses, indulging in an unexpected feast. Yet, as they inspected the second dispenser, they found it intact, despite the food bowl being mysteriously disconnected. It seemed that Bubbles had been thwarted in her attempts, leaving food still available for her return. Isabella and Dad shared a triumphant smile, realizing that their makeshift fortress had indeed succeeded in its purpose. Their strategic placement of chairs, boxes, and heavy objects had proved a formidable barrier against Bubbles' insatiable hunger. Though she had managed to conquer one dispenser, the second remained intact, a testament to their inventive solution. Bubbles, the crafty calico, looked on with a mix of mischief and satisfaction. Though she had tasted victory in her pursuit of the first dispenser's contents, the resilience of the second one had left her intrigued. It was as if her family had played a game of wits, and for now, the human-determined defenses had emerged triumphant. As Bubbles' family settled back into their routine, they couldn't help but appreciate the adventure and ingenuity that their mischievous feline had sparked. The 4th of July camping trip had brought not only outdoor delights but also a reminder of the endless surprises that come with sharing their lives with a playful and cunning companion like Bubbles. Stay tuned for the next installment of Tales of Bubbles the Calico Cat, where we'll continue following our spirited feline protagonist on her captivating adventures, each one filled with mischief, triumphs, and the unbreakable bond between humans and their furry friends. Meow and onwards we adventure, the Tales of Bubbles the Calico Cat team story created with ChatGPT and read with Natural Reader's AI software. What we asked ChatGPT new blog post entry where Bubbles owners prepare for a 4th of July camping trip for a couple of days. Dad and Isabella try to build defenses around the cat food dispenser so Bubbles does not eat everything on day one. The family came back to one empty food dispenser and the food bowl for the other one totally disconnected but food still remaining. Isabella and Dad's contraption of chairs, boxes, and heavy objects on the lid was a success.